Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're now into hour number three. We're going to have Paul Watson with us another 30 minutes or so, and wide open phones in this hour. I've been in London the last 3.5 days. Got back last night. There's several big developments we haven't talked about. Plus, I want to get Paul's take on the latest developments where they admit that the so-called mastermind of the last two wave of bombings is MI6 asset being protected. It's always the same. And there's a bunch of other just amazing news today. But right now, Regina, finish up, and we're going to Ron. Go ahead, Regina.
I think the punchline in all this is, and when you say they get us from the bottom and the top, is that they got a little bit into the battle. When I say they, I'm not going to say a particular group, but if you keep your ears open, you'll hear this particular group on the radio claiming their natural health. Okay, they got into it. They tolerated the whole idea that CAFTA was a part of Kodak. Now that it's passed, they're demonizing those who had a problem with that. They're trying to take that energy and take it to back to the bureaucrats who will have it, the dispute settlement board that's being set up, the new international authority. They have more power there, the bureaucrats.
Okay.
When they're on the floor of the House in Washington, they have to deal with Congress.
All right. Thanks, Regina. Now I'm going to start really going to your calls, okay, folks? 1-800-259-9231. But I'm keeping each caller down to a minute or two because I got a bunch of other news I want to cover. And 1-800-259-9231. Look, I mean, people love to focus so much on people that are denying stuff. You know, there are people denying that Bush wants total amnesty. He's been on TV saying he wants it. The bills are introduced. I don't spend all day arguing with people that deny it exists. Just keep repeating that it does exist. It does. And show the evidence. Ron in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It was reported that there was a fire on a bus, which resulted in the closure of central London. I mean, what has it come to? I don't quite understand this. In the past, the recent past at that, when the IRA had engaged in bombing in London, the approach was to take a more focused, approach to the problem.
And to ignore it and not fear-monger and create fear. But when the government is the terrorist, they want to scare you.
Now, all of a sudden, I mean, for the love of Pete, I think if a trash can fire starts in London, they close down half of the great city. What do the British people come to? Don't they have any center? Or are they just going to continue to be...
Well, no, the British people are mad, so they're going to ban protesting.
That is the general, I mean, John Q. Public in Britain or in London, from your experience and your trip, indicates that he knows this is a sham or he resents...
I'd say about half the people we talked to said, yeah, something's fishy. The other half just said we worship government.
Even that, 50%, that's a very large number in a country that used to, you know, I mean, they went through the Blitz. That country went through the Blitz with...
Let's get a comment from Paul. Paul?
Yeah, it seemed to be split 50-50, but even with people who agreed with the government version of the bombings, every one of them said they didn't want a national ID card. So that's flipped from like 20% not wanting it a year ago. And now the latest poll said 80%. Everybody we talked to said no, they didn't want it. So it seems like 100%. But the fear-mongering is rife. The government came out today and said they were very proud of the fact that they're not profiling. I arrived at King's Cross Station on Thursday with three giant bags and a coat, walked straight past the police, and then they stop a white guy wearing a T-shirt with no luggage. So how much sense does that make if these bombers are supposedly really out there?
Well, don't worry. We're going to make sure all of you are enslaved.
Exactly. That's what it's about. They play the race card whenever it suits them.
Gentlemen, random searching is just saying, right, we're going to abuse everyone instead of a few we're going to abuse.
But here's the deal, Ron. What do you think of the development admitted that the main MI6 guy is carrying out the bombings?
Well, here's another deal, Alex. What do you think of their international database of people that they don't like, they consider terrorists? And I hope that you and Paul can speak to that, because they're going to start that under the new law. And it may affect, I'm not saying it is, but it may affect someone like you, Alex, who's going to London, and you said you had some confrontation there.
Yes, yes. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It really lets you know what it is to be an American. I mean, we stood up to King George II. We kicked him and his redcoats out of this country because they were banning protests. They were trying to restrict guns, firearm ownership. They were taxing and regulating and seizing property. Read the Declaration of Independence. It's a mirror image. In fact, things are worse today. Just a few years ago, it was a mirror image. Now it's worse today than what was in the Declaration of Independence. And nowhere in Europe is it more evident the worship of the royals and the crown and you know, the queen owning the rivers and the streets, everyone paying a tax to the queen. Meanwhile, oh, they don't have any power over there. They don't have any. Oh, she just owns half of Canada and over half of Australia. Did you know that? And a large portion of BP and, you know, big chains like Burger King. She just sold that back to the U.S. a few years ago. Oh, they don't have any power. Oh, Bill Gates is the richest man. That's ridiculous, folks. That's a fraud. And this is what tyranny is. Just some elite with a bunch of guys with guns telling you they're God. Then they institutionalize it and wear crowns and outfits and make you kneel before them. It's a whole science of groveling. I mean, Paul, I know you're British and you're proud of your great heritage, great people. You know, I mean, a lot of America's background is England. I'm not bashing England itself, but the parasites that perch upon it. I mean, being in London, going to all those historical sites, interviewing all those people, having globalist minions treat you like garbage, and then, you know, how nice David Shaler and Michael Meacher treated us. I mean, talk about that parallel. Then I want to get into some doublethink examples. Then we'll get into MI6 being behind the bombings and start taking calls. But I mean, let's speak to that. There were four things that were glaring. The woman at the site running the food stand, who we had seen on BBC, so we went up and talked to her. She was a witness to the killing, saying that give up liberty for freedom. Then there was the guy who said, I've never seen the cameras before, but since you point them out, I just say they don't exist. He actually engaged in doublethink, and I said, have you read 84? He said, no, I haven't read 1984. And he just said, I just choose to say it doesn't exist. It was actual doublethink. I mean, textbook. Then we're at a cafe, and there's literally a pod of cameras of like 15 right there, and I go, look at all the cameras. And the people start going, ah, shut up, we ought to hit you over the head. So what? You're a weirdo. And then there's this huge map by the City Hall of the world with this little bitty England on it, and I was walking on it, pointing out, you know, it's like at a park, how did this little country dominate the planet? And I had leaned up against a little fountain, got a little splash of water, I mean, just about the size of a baseball on my hind end. And he said, ha, ha, look at him, his hind end is wet. Oh, and the cops the day before, when I was bullhorning Parliament, had made fun of a little grass smear on my pants. So that's what, I mean, Paul, let's talk about these different things.
Well, yeah, it's cognitive dissonance, isn't it? It's, they can't challenge the facts, so they just find anything else to attack us on. Like that woman in the Tower of London, you were pointing out that the royal family was German. She was just trying to basically run away from it. So in every instance, we ran into that kind of thing.
Yeah, she got in our faces and said, aren't you proud of your heritage? Why aren't you, you idiots, fools? And I said, well, they're German. And she deep down knew that was true. She went, started running away from me. I'm not against Germans, folks, but I mean, you know, this current royal house isn't even British.
No, and as you mentioned, the Hard Rock Cafe waiter on Park Lane, right outside, there's a big nest of black cameras pointing down on the street, six of them.
Literally 10 feet away.
Yeah, we were filming them, then we went up to talk to those people, and he said, I've been working here a year, I've never noticed the cameras. So then we pointed out the cameras, and he said something like, well, they don't exist to me. Again, complete doublethink.
Well, whenever we were pointing them out, I mean, these are huge black cameras, and it's all in the film. It'll be in a film we're going to make. We have it all on tape. And they were all like, oh, look, well, why don't they like this? None of them had seen them.
Exactly. It's quite frightening. It's like when John Carpenter was making They Live in 88 in L.A., where he had set up all the signs saying, obey, go to sleep, don't question authority, the big black on white signs everywhere. And what shocked him was people were walking past not knowing that this was a movie set and not even paying attention or finding the signs.
Oh, I've got to make that point. I read that in movie trivia, yeah, John Carpenter.
So it's the same kind of thing. You're getting people indoctrinated into it to the point where it doesn't exist for them.
We're in trouble, Paul. I mean,
yeah.
I go back to this example. Literally, we're not exaggerating. She said we need to give up our liberty for freedom.
Yeah, she said we need to kill more innocent people. We said, but the guy was wearing a denim coat. That's admitted. She says, I haven't seen that. I agree with the police. They should kill as many innocent people as they like to protect us. It was scary.
But she, folks, this, word for word, we should give up our liberty for freedom.
Yeah, which is even worse than liberty for security, because it's even more double thing.
And there was a few other examples. I mean, the folks at the cafe, you were sitting behind, you know, with your backs towards the table behind you with this big family, and you were videotaping me with the cameras right behind me, and I'm going, we're here in downtown Britain enjoying a nice meal at a cafe, and right behind us is a giant nest of cameras. Most people go through their lives never noticing this. And they went, what? What's he saying? What? Well, you see, I ought to hit him over the head. What's his problem? He doesn't like our country? You know, and the guy saying that my hind end was wet, notice, and he was going, that's absolute bunk. All I was saying is England was a world empire. I guess that doesn't exist either, Paul.
No, you were making a presentation which you'd probably see on any Discovery or History Channel show, and the guy's scoffing and laughing and trying to argue the fact that your backside is slightly wet, so you challenge him to a debate.
Yeah, I said, come over, sir, and you know, debate the facts. When he goes, I don't have to debate the fact that your bleeper is wet.
Yeah, so that's what matters.
And then I didn't hear it, but you said you were running camera and caught it. The cops that threatened to arrest us at Big Bend, you said that they pointed out a tiny grass stain on my... And when I got back to the hotel, it was the size of a quarter.
Yeah.
And he pointed that out, that, oh, I do know, I do see... So I guess over there, it's all about lordly clothes, and oh, look, you have a spot. You're not lordly. But see, they probably had a lordly do that to them about 100 times, so they were just doing it back.
Yeah, and you were pointing out that camera was the new symbol. It replaced the Union Jack as the new symbol of Britain. And you were talking about
I haven't heard that. That's a lie. And I go, it's a joke.
Yeah, they didn't even know that was a joke. That's the level of stupidity. And then you start talking about Orwell, and they've never heard of it. I mean, they're taking that book out of the schools. They're taking Animal Farm out of the schools, so less and less people have even heard of it.
But it does. It's textbook. Give up liberty for freedom? I mean, oh, Paul. Okay, let's get into the real meat and potatoes. I mentioned this in the first hour. We're going to play this clip, and your calls are coming up on this live Tuesday edition. I want to thank Jack Blood and Erskine for sitting in for me Friday and Monday. And again, we'll be on Coast to Coast tonight for those that are up late. Those that are always here on the front lines, you know, will be up here on the front lines of the fight against the New World Order. On PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, terror expert 77 Mastermind was working for British intelligence. Group was used by Brits in Kosovo in the late 90s. But again, that headline's pretty good, but it's just bottom line, British behind, government behind terror again, you know, master bomber, MI6 agent, not even asset. And then they admit, Paul, that, I mean, we got to get this story out to everybody. This, frankly, is bigger than the drills on the exact same morning, exact same places, exact same times, Paul.
Well, yeah, it closes the case. It's bigger than the drills. The mastermind behind both 77217, which shows the directly linked, is an MI6 asset. And obviously, the real mastermind behind both the bombings is MI6 itself.
And they're wanting to arrest him now, and MI6 is saying no.
No, meanwhile, they're flying London school children to Morocco to have their genitals cut and forced to read out confessions and testify against other so-called Al-Qaeda members in court, therefore creating fake Al-Qaeda groups that didn't exist, while
that's
the real mastermind is being protected.
That's Time Magazine, by the way, folks. That's Time Magazine. Yeah, tell them about what they're doing to the children.
They flew the guy out to Morocco, no evidence against him, and tortured him, cut his genitals, and forced him to read out confessions, which then created Al-Qaeda groups because they were falsifying the evidence. Same thing that the leader of Uzbekistan, who likes to boil people alive, does. They just torture people they grab off the street.
Yeah, that's the point. They get a few Arabs that are on the payroll for 50 years, you know, dance around, throw a few firecrackers around, they grab a couple, literally, folks, it's always the same MO, retarded people. I mean, these Somalis is now coming out. One of them at least is retarded. And they burn them. I mean, it never ends.
No, and I mean, this story needs to get out everywhere because it's the biggest smoking gun yet, that these bombings are the work of MI6, as we said from day one they were. What's more worrying about how they control these individuals is where the next terror attack is coming from. Because if it's in the US, the American conservative came out and said that, quote, Vice President Cheney's office has specifically told the Pentagon that the military should be prepared for an attack on Iran in the immediate aftermath of another 9/11. However, that's not conditional on Iran actually being involved in the act of terrorism directed against the United States.
So before it was trying to claim Iraq was, we know it's a lie, now they say that doesn't even matter.
No.
You know, if Russia attacks us, we're going to attack Mexico.
Yeah, and that's a former CIA agent writing that article pointing out that they need a pretext to get the next attack going, and it's the American conservative magazine.
We gotta get all this out now, Paul. I mean, it's all coming down. I want to come back and play this clip from Fox News where they just admit it, but then try to spin it. talk with Paul a little bit more and then take some of your calls at 800-259-9231.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order at 888-784-0718.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The weather is getting warmer, and you'll be out on the highway towing, which creates heat and premature wear in your automatic transmission. Make sure you protect your vehicle with Protecta Synthetic Transmission Treatment. Protecta will reduce wear, heat, and deposits. Don't get stuck along the road waiting for a tow truck. Get more when you treat it right with Protecta from SFR. Available today. So, you got a new ride. Now it's time to protect that engine with Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment. Protecta offers a 200,000-mile warranty on the engine, which is the best in the industry. When it comes to maximum performance and a long-lasting ride, get more when you treat it right with Protecta Engine Treatment from SFR, available today.
For a store near you, go to sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Well, we got national groups running ads for Hillary to run for president, for Arnold to run for president, shaping up nicely. Paul, let's go ahead and play this clip. London bombing's mastermind is MI6 asset. On Fox News Channel's Dayside, terrorism expert John Lopp has revealed that Haroon Rashid Aswat, the suspect wanted by British police for masterminding the July 7th London bombings and July 21st attempted bombings, is in fact an asset of MI6, the British Secret Service. According to Lopez, Awad has been under the protection of MI6 for many years. So And he'll probably be bombing us again in a few more years. He'll probably live at a home in London, be out, you know, eating dinner openly. Oh, hello, terrorist. Ah, good to see you. Meanwhile, the public's being run through checkpoints. Here's that Fox News propaganda clip, because they have to admit this, because it's now in the British papers, but they try to put a spin on it, of, you know, reasons why they do this. Go ahead and roll it.
Aswat is believed to be the mastermind of all the bombings in London
from on the 7/7 and 7/21. This is the guy, we think.
This is the guy, and what's really embarrassing is that the entire British police are out chasing him, and one wing of the British government, MI6, or the British Secret Service,
right,
has been hiding him. And this has been a real source of contention between CIA,
hold on, John,
Justice Department in Britain.
MI6 has been hiding him. Are you saying that he has been working for them?
Oh, I'm not saying it. This is what the Muslim sheikh said in an interview in a British newspaper back in 2001.
So he's a double agent, or what?
He's a double agent.
He's working for the Brits to try to give them information about Al-Qaeda, but in reality, he's still an Al-Qaeda operative.
Yeah. The CIA and the Israelis all accused MI6 of letting all these terrorists live in London, not because they were getting Al-Qaeda information, but for appeasement. It was one of those, you leave us alone, we leave you alone kind of things.
Well, we left him alone too long then.
Absolutely. Now, we knew about this guy, Aswat. Back in 1999, he came to America. The Justice Department wanted to indict him in Seattle because him and his buddy were trying to set up a terrorist training school in Oregon.
So they indicted his buddy, right? But why didn't they indict him?
Well, it comes out, we've just learned that the headquarters of the U.S. Justice Department ordered the Seattle prosecutors not to touch Aswat.
Hello. Now, hold on. Why?
And that's, well, apparently Aswat was working for British intelligence. Now, Aswat's boss, the one-armed Captain Hook, he gets indicted 2 years later. So the guy above him and below him get indicted, but not Aswat. Now, there's a split of opinion within U.S. intelligence. Some people say that the British intelligence fibbed to us. They told us that Aswat was dead, and that's why the New York group dropped the case. That's not what most of the Justice Department thinks. They think that it was just, again, covering up for this very publicly affiliated guy with Ali Mujahroon. He was a British intelligence plant. So all of a sudden, he disappears. He's in South Africa. We think he's dead. We don't know he's down there. Last month, the South African Secret Service come across the guy.
Yeah, now CIA
he's
says,
alive.
Oh, he's alive. Our CIA says, okay, let's arrest him. But the Brits say no again?
The Brits say no. Now, at this point, 2 weeks ago, the Brits know that the CIA wants to get a hold of Haroon. So what happens? He takes off again, goes right to London. He isn't arrested when he lands. He isn't arrested when he leaves.
Even though he's on a watch list.
He's on a watch list. The only reason he could get away with that was if he was working for British intelligence. He was a wanted man.
And then takes off the day before the bombings, I understand it?
Yeah, and goes to Pakistan.
Pakistan
is arrested.
They jail him.
They jail him. He's released within 24 hours, back to Southern Africa, goes to Zimbabwe, and is arrested in Zambia. Now the U.S., we're trying to get our hands on this guy.
John, hang around. I have so many questions now.
This is a bad one.
All right, so then they spin this whole big piece of garbage they were trying to feed us. Our government never wanted this guy. Every time our agents throw fits about it, they'll let him go in and sting some innocent person around him. He goes around burrowing into different groups and then blowing them. And then he's always connected to attacks. In fact, he's one of the guys in the Senate report from 99, from 98, attacking the Serbs. It's just like bin Laden. And then they say, well, we don't want bin Laden. The headline should be MI6 crisis creator or MI6 agent of chaos being protected, carrying out attacks to get more funding for MI6. We have David Shaler on video just coming out with it. David Shaler, MI5, has never gone public as much as he did in these video interviews he gave us. We'll be putting up on the web for members in the next few days and also some clips for everybody. It's so important. Also, folks, you should have heard the private discussions I had with Michael Meacher. But he was doing it off record. I don't want to say too much of what he said. It's just everybody knows. I mean, it's. I want to get Paul Watson's comment on this when we get back. I mean, come on, folks. Who has the motive? Whose approval ratings go up? Tony Blair's are skyrocketing.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a
Folks, I cannot stress how important it is that you get the articles that are posted on InfoWars.com and InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, detailing how this creature, how this individual who we were talking about him last Monday, a caller called in with an article from 1999 out of the Seattle Times. We posted it last Monday. Go and look at this guy building terror camps. The FBI wants to arrest him, and they're told, no, you can't. I'm not saying all the FBI agents are running around being terrorists. I'm not saying all the CIA is. That's the point. It's very small criminal groups, but they're at the top. And they've got these, look, you got different types of terror attacks. You got terror attacks where the government carries it out. There's no Muslims involved. Then you've got the type where the government carries it out but has decoys, people that thought they were part of drills, 9-11, 7-7. And then you've got these purely provocateur things where criminal groups actually hire criminals. And, you know, the $100,000 is going in your account. All you got to do is go throw this satchel bomb in here. And then they do it and they go bust them. And then look at the response of government. Oh, it's all over. We're all dead. Give your rights up. You know, I mean, when there's real terror attacks, folks, it isn't reported on. There are real people who get together and go carry out terror attacks. And, you know, they go on every day in Iraq, and you never hear about them. And they go on all over the world. I mean, there were Bill Clinton pardoned 32 people who had carried out over 150 bombings from the 1960s into the early 1980s, and they were given life in prison, no parole, and Bill Clinton pardoned them. Famous bombers. You know, back in the 60s, they didn't give that much attention to it, because if it's real terrorism, you try to play it down. You don't, it's all over, we have to give up our whole way of life, oh, the terrorists. Terrorists do that to get control. But if the government's the terrorists, they hype it up. Paul, I mean, listening to that clip again, it's up there with video on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. I mean, we already knew all of this, but just to have it out in the open, why do you think Fox is admitting it? I mean, they obviously put it into high-level spin, but I don't think it works.
Well, yeah, it's kind of steam valve spin to get it out there, but to gently release it and not have the full impact of it felt. This is the whole line of Al-Qaeda is infiltrating the intelligence agencies with these double agents. Well, it's not only the opposite way around. The intelligence agencies create the Al-Qaeda groups, and then all the copycat bombings are from idiots who buy into the phony ideology of it all.
It's not even that, though, Paul. I mean, we have clear evidence that the agents, he's not an, you know, agents like this character, they then have useful idiots directly under their orders.
Well, yeah, like Ayman Faris, who supposedly plotted to blow up the Brooklyn Bridge. He turned out to be an FBI informant. Abu Qatada, under the protection of MI5, MI6, the so-called leader of the European wing of Al-Qaeda under intelligence agency protection.
They've had fake arrests. You got to repost this. They've had fake arrests where they actually go and arrest an Al-Qaeda leader, and then a month later it's a tiny mention in the paper, oh, he was really CIA. They staged the arrest to give him protection.
Yeah, the FBI informant living with the hijackers in Detroit, I think it was, Sheikh Khalid Mohammed, given his visa by the State Department 6 months before he's accused of being 9/11 mastermind. So in every case, it's not an accident that these people, you know, infiltrate. They're hired.
And see, we then talked to the embassy people who did it on air, the head of the embassy, and they're told, we were told to let them in. It was part of the secret CIA anti-terror training.
Yeah, Michael Springman.
We got to put all this together in one article. I'll have to do it if you can. I know you're sick, or if Steve can. I'm getting ready for Coast to Coast tonight and trying to get this video uploaded and all these photos uploaded. I can't do it all. I want to put something up for everybody tonight, Morning Parliament. I want to put up for members, the Shaler and you know, part of the Shaler and the interview with Michael Meacher, but I can't do it all. But I'm going to have to do this if you guys can't. We got to put it all together. Because, and the headline ought to be, case closed. You'd have to be a conspiracy theorist to think the government didn't do it.
That's right. I mean, on top of all the other evidence we've already got, after not even a month after the bombings, it's already conclusive. The drill story with 9/11 came out a year after. This one came out literally days after.
Yeah, that's right. Headline, case closed. Government carrying out terror attacks in London. Drills as cover story was only the beginning. Now with this evidence and the evidence of the bomb under the bus and all of it, it's just conclusive. There's no debating it.
Exactly. It needs to be stated clearly.
I mean, I'm sick of this. It's hidden in plain view. I'm tired of them killing people. Dick Cheney's running around saying we're going to get nuked, and Chertoff saying it, so we got to nuke Iran first. I mean, this is crazy, Paul. Look, your kids are going to get drafted, folks. They're going to take your private property. This war on terror is about setting up a police state. It's going to be hell on earth if we don't stop this. Aren't you sick of these people, Paul? Aren't you sick of these inbred, degenerate scumbags running everything that just think of us as their slaves, that think nothing of our lives? We're sick of you, globalists, you pieces of pus.
Well, exactly, and I mean, both Congress and Parliament are just empty shells. We were talking to Meacher, and he was saying that these kind of issues are always raised. They have a debate about it. The Speaker of the House says, right, 7 p.m., everybody goes home, and that's it. Nothing's ever done about it. And I mean, Meech is a naive guy. In a lot of cases, you knew more than him. So that shows that...
Well, he even said that, but then I don't want to brag about that, Paul, but the point is that privately, when he insisted we drink beer with him, he was a really nice fella, you know, total English gentleman, you know, number three in the Blair cabinet, folks. We're sitting there, you know, at his home at 10 o'clock at night after, you know, 2 hours of interviews. And, I mean, the stuff he said about 9/11 off record, he didn't say this is off record. I just feel like it was. I guess we ought to just come out with the stuff. It's you know, he said he'll come on the show. I'll just get him on the show this week or next week and just let him say it on air.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is when we say government's behind the attacks, it's that tiny cabal right at the top, because the vast majority of MPs are probably much like Michael Meech, nice, polite people trying to, you know, do a service to their country. So that's why it's not some gigantic conspiracy like all these detractors and attack artists try to label it as, which it's not, and we never said it was. The small elite right at the top.
Yeah, I mean, really all it is we're standing here, we see the Bengal tiger in the, you know, in the woods, we see him moving, we heard him growl, we got here earlier than other people, we see his eyes, you can see him clear as day, and people walk up to us and go, watch out, there's a, you know, there's a tiger, Bengal tiger right there, and they go, I don't see it. And I go, well, look, it's right there, you know, and now the Bengal tiger is out in the open with a spotlight on him, jumping around on a pogo stick, riding a unicycle. I mean, there's no way to miss him.
But people will choose to, like the guy who chose to not believe the cameras existed.
Folks, understand, I literally walk up to him and I go, he goes, what are you doing? I never noticed those cameras. Because, you know, there's an outdoor eating area at the Hard Rock Cafe. We're right there in the most elite part of London, across the street from Buckingham Palace. And there's just cameras everywhere. I mean, they're like 5 feet off the ground, gigantic cameras. He goes, I've never seen that. The staff are all going, look, oh, look at them. And those have been there for years, folks. Oh. They didn't see it because they've never been conscious. Paul, what must people walk around and think? Are they thinking about how to look cool or how to party or what shirt they want to buy? I mean, what's in their brains?
It's cognitive dissonance. Deep down in their souls, if they don't want to think about it because they know it's bad, then they'll block it out. They'll create that, you know, forgetful barrier around things where they don't think about them. Like,
well, I think wealth brings this on. You talk to third world people who've been under slavery, Ben, they understand. They know. You know, they get it. They know how the frauds work. But you talk to people who've been in the lap of luxury, doing well. They're pretty nice. They're, you know, goofy. And they're just nice, and so they judge the world like they are. They're like children, Paul. They're like five-year-olds. They're just so naive. It's painful. And I sometimes feel like I'm a meanie, you know, ruining their illusion. But my family's future is in the balance. Yours is. And, folks, this stuff doesn't go away just because you deny it. I mean, I'm sorry. I wish this... Paul, don't you wish it really was a few ragtag Muslim terrorists? I mean, it is scarier to know it's our governments.
Well, it is. I mean, there's still a better chance of being struck by lightning than dying in a terrorist attack. But, I mean, if it was real terrorists, as you said, the best thing to do if you were a government and you wanted to keep stability would be to play it down and say it was all under control. When they're doing the direct opposite, and you've got blazing headlines in the papers every day, third terror cell on the loose, then you know who stands to gain and who's putting out that spin to capitalize on the terror attacks is the government.
Meanwhile, the approval ratings for Blair have exploded. Bush has went up for a few weeks, but have already plunged back downward in most polling data. You know, in other questions, how's he handling the economy? Is he honest? Do you trust him? But on the war, it's up a little again. Again, who gets the weapons contracts? Who gets the control? And the globalists may flush Blair and Bush down the toilet next week, folks, politically. The point is the globalist above them will just put a new birdcage liner in there.
Well, yeah, they're just batteries in the machine. They'll just change the batteries when there's no power left in them.
Exactly. We're all busy focused on Karl Rove and the Democrats and the Republicans. These are just puppets, people. You know, every day they come out and admit that they're torturing children, they're killing people, and they're doing all this horrible stuff, Paul, and then it just makes my head spin. Where do you think it's all going?
Well, if this American conservative quote is anything to judge by. It's going into Iran pretty quick.
Meanwhile,
he outright admits that it would be a pretext, even if Iran, there's no evidence that Iran is behind the next U.S. terror attack. The order is direct to go in there as soon as it happens.
Yes, it's admitted. Cheney, it is confirmed, has said, we're going to nuke them and attack them the minute we're attacked again. And they want to attack Iran. Gee, I wonder who has a motive to attack. Now right here, this is the New York Times. This is Iran is just... That's not true. That's another... This is the Washington Post. Iran is judged 10 years for nuclear bomb. U.S. intelligence review contrasts with administration statements. A major U.S. intelligence review has projected that Iran is about a decade away from manufacturing the key ingredient, the ingredients for a nuclear weapon, roughly doubling the previous estimate of 5 years, according to government sources with firsthand knowledge of the new analysis. Now look, either way, folks, the IAEA at one time has over 1,000 UN inspectors and employees checking every factory, every facility. The IAEA admits they have been given total authorization to go anywhere. Okay, so that sets the precedent to have the UN here, there, everywhere, doing whatever they want. So you accept total enslavement to that. Meanwhile, you're still being threatened by the bad cop equation. This is all good cop, bad cop. We're going to nuke you if anybody attacks us again. I mean, it's so transparent. So either way, Iran accepts the UN option, which is bad enough as a sovereign country, or they have the globalists come in with the bad cop and get them. I mean, Paul, they admit Iran has done nothing, Paul. And then Iran comes out and says, MI6 is behind the attacks. You're behind 9/11. We're not doing it. You're behind Hezbollah. You're behind Islamic Jihad. We were fools 20 years ago to believe that they were legitimate, and we did go along, but now we know it's you, it's all you, we don't want to attack you, America. This is going to mean there's their own government saying it, Paul.
Well, yeah, you often find that the countries who express the most fealty are the ones who are targeted first. The case of Iraq, obviously, with North Korea, when, you know, this psychotic dictator has actually got nukes, which were given to him by Donald Rumsfeld, partly. There's no, even though, you know, the dummy missile hit Alaska, there's no talk of going into North Korea. I mean, eventually they probably will, but, you know, we were told the real threats were drones from Iraq, which could reach Britain and the US in 45 minutes, when, you know, they couldn't even attack the neighboring country in 45 minutes.
Yet on British TV, they actually played film of V-2s and V-6s from 1945-44 hitting the country to fearmonger. I mean, it's so ridiculous. And meanwhile, folks, we have this headline out of the Associated Press, over 500 arrests of gang members under Homeland Security. I thought they were for fighting terror, but they say, oh no, crime is terror, Paul.
Well, yeah, that's what it's merging into, because then they can identify everyone as a terrorist. And obviously, the enemy combatant designation means that by order of George Bush, anybody anywhere in the world, whether they're foreign or an American citizen, can be killed on the spot.
By the way, Ireland last Wednesday signed a deal for extradition under and agreed to follow the Patriot Act guidelines. Folks, that's the Irish Times. Let's take a call. Nolan in Texas. Nolan, you're on the air. Go ahead, Nolan.
Thank you. I was listening, and it's odd that kind of on the same wavelength today. Why are we so blind? Why can we not see what they're doing? You know, how come we're so gutless and spineless? Where did Americans' heart and soul go? Look at the fluoride. Look at what they've fed us for years.
No, sodium fluoride's deadly. Aspartame's deadly. It all affects brain function. Major studies.
Right. And those of us...
But it's like the guy saying, what camera? He goes, I never saw this before. And he actually said, I choose to not see them.
Oh,
it's some
God.
Kind of mind control or something.
What about the moral coward? The people who are afraid to see what the government's doing, because if they admit it to themselves, that they know what they're doing, and then they choose to do nothing... They've either admitted that they're...
Well, that's it. A yuppie, I've seen yuppies are the worst, but everybody does it, decides that it's not a threat. They'll deny it exists until you prove it, and they'll go, okay, I'm for it. In the same... Paul, we saw that over and over again in England, didn't we?
Exactly. And people have this belief that, if they look into any of this and make it part of their lives, then somehow it will make them depressed. I mean, I'm the most energized I've ever been in my life for knowing all this, because the enemy's right in front of you and you know exactly what steps to take.
I have almost unlimited energy. I almost kill myself doing it. I got to stop. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know what they're talking about. I mean, when you know a bunch of leering, evil, child-molesting murderers run things, I mean, and you know they're taking over, you've got unlimited energy to fight them.
I hear you say that, and I still can't wrap my mind around what you're saying, even though I'm starting
to... They kill children, they rape them, they are the people running things are pure evil, sir.
I just can't... I don't like them, you know, I see it, but I just can't quite get my head wrapped around their daddy. That's pretty sick.
They actually challenge each other to be more evil, sir. You understand that? They see it as strength.
Well, my reality is very different from theirs, and I can't grasp theirs.
Said, why can't people admit to themselves? It's because you're judging the world according to your compass. Stay there. I'll let you finish up real quick when we get back. Final words from Paul, a few other tidbits of news. PrisonPlanet.tv, check it out. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Internet control. Washington, D.C. Senator Norm Coleman today submitted a statement into the Congressional Record denouncing a final report issued by the United Nations calling for a tax on the Internet. I've been talking about that for 5 years. I'm a conspiracy theory when I talk about it, when the U.N. openly calls for it. By the way, they automatically tag a pound a day or $2 a day onto your hotel bill and run weird United Nations announcements about how it's for the children to vaccinate them. Yeah, with the special sterilization and AIDS injections. And by the way, they've been caught doing it. The Nobel Prize winner's gone public on it. And that's how it works. The tax is already there. They just push it on you. Paul, quick comment on that. Then we're going to let Nolan finish up and talk to Chris in Colorado.
Well, yeah, the internet is a new frontier of alternative media. And when you've got stories like one blog created every second, you know, good percentage of which are political blogs, then they're in trouble because that's taking over the internet. So they've got every reason to try and shut it down, and that's what they're trying to do with things like that and also the tax on sending emails.
Well, here it is, London schoolboy grabbed by the British, taken to another country to have his genitals cut. That's the London Guardian. I mean, this is the type of stuff we've got here. They're going to have a show trial with Saddam, their former business partner on TV. Again, I don't like Saddam, but that'd be like if a mafia don burned one of his capos for no reason and sat as the judge over him saying he was a criminal. I mean, it's just, you know, on that, it's ridiculous. Nolan, finish up real fast.
Got a question. I want to know, what is the penalty prescribed in the United States Code for failure to uphold the oath of office? And our forefathers did not put so much emphasis on that oath of office for there to be no penalty for failure to uphold it.
Well, it's just you're kicked out of office if you haven't done the oath, or if you don't uphold it, you get impeached, and it's either the legislature or the Congress that moves to do that. Thanks for the call. Let's take one quick call. Chris in Colorado, you're our last caller. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. This is Chris.
Okay, go ahead. Welcome.
Thank you. What you've been talking about, the reason people don't see this is psychopolitics, and it is mind control. It discredits people. It's barbaric. It invokes obedience, and it discredits the government, which is what they're trying to do, is take everything down economically.
Well, it's just a lot of cowardly people wanting to deny how bad things have gotten because they're so self-centered. The funny thing is, if they were really self-centered, they would care about everybody else and fight this. I mean, folks, if you really know what's going on, you'd fight this because this is going to ruin your day. You know, the trick they've been sold is only caring about themselves makes them safe. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm sorry. It's hypnotic. Hypnosis. It's mind control. And
I think a lot of it is chemical, too. I mean, the studies from the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, right up until today,
right,
shows that sodium and stannous fluoride is a toxic sedative.
But also being ignored and people taking away people's land, the farmers. They're independent. That's what they did in
Russia. No, you're right. They're getting rid of all independence. We're out of time, Chris. I want to thank you for calling in. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central, back tonight, 9 to midnight. Paul, closing comments.
Well, I was just thinking about what the big story is going to be for the next few weeks. I'm still waiting on those so-called new horrific Abu Ghraib videos and photos, which were supposed to be released this week or last week, I think, but have been completely obliterated by the whole Karl Rove thing, which is starting to look like a distraction from all these other important issues.
And the space shuttle thing definitely is.
Yeah.
And the way they hyped up the problems to begin with. Good job, Paul. A lot of big updates coming on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And video coming tonight, tomorrow, and the next day as we unroll this information. Take care, Paul.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. Go subscribe, folks. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day to see it all. Or go to InfoWars.com and order my new film, Martial Law, or Road to Tyranny, or American Dictators, via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. It also makes the broadcast possible. Get out there and take on the New World Order. Stand up for liberty. Stand up for dignity. God bless you all. See you on Coast to Coast tonight.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.